I don't know you have an experience like this or not.
我不知道大家有没有这样的经历。
You know, you met someone and you introduce one another.
你遇到了一些朋友，然后呢，你互相有介绍。
And soon after you forgot his name or her name.
但是过了一段时间以后，你就忘了他的名字。
And you wait for a moment, you wait for someone else to call that person's name so you can pick up the name.
在等着看有没有机会别人去叫他的名字的时候，你就可以提醒你他的名字叫什么。
No, this happened to me a lot. It's so embarrassing. This is, you know, I'm just so bad at names.
这样的事情在我身上发生过很多次，那真是很丑的事情，但是我记人家的名字总是记得不好。
But if the person or the thing or the event you have been associated with for many days and weeks or months or even years, and then you go back and ask again, then that's something truly strange.
但是如果你要问的人或者你要问的事情跟你已经有相处了几天几个月或者几年以上你还问的话那这样的事就有些不寻常了。
No, in the Bible, there is an incident like this.
在圣经当中其实有这样的记载。
Now someone already knows the other person's name.
其中一个人知道另外一个人的名字。
Know his background.
知道他的背景。
And being associated with a person for days, weeks, months.
和这个人呢也有很长时间的几天或者几个月或者 几年的相处。
And then he asked, now what's your name again?
他是还是在问说，你的名字叫什么？
Now let's turn to the scripture.
那我们来读一下圣经。
All right, perhaps we are going to read in English first, then we're going to read in Chinese.
我们先用英文来读，然后再来读中文。
All right, this is the end of 1 Samuel, chapter 17.
这在撒母耳记上的靠后的第十七章。
Now I'm going to read in English first.
我先来用英文读。
As Saul watched David going out to meet Philistine, he said to Abner, commander of army, Abner, whose son is that young man? Abner replied, as surely as you live, your majesty, I don't know. The king said, find out whose son this young man is. As soon as David returned from killing Philistine, Abner took him and brought him before Saul, with David still holding Philistine's head. Whose son are you, young man? Saul asked him. David said, I am the son of your servant Jesse of Bethlehem.
好，我来读中文的部分。扫罗看见大卫去攻击腓力士人，就问元帅亚尼尔说，亚尼尔，那少年人是谁的儿子？亚尼尔说，我敢在王面前起誓，我不知道。王说，你可以问问那幼年人是谁的儿子。大卫打死腓力士人回来，亚尼尔领他到扫罗面前，他手中拉着腓力士人的头。扫罗问他说，少年人呢，你是谁的儿子？大卫说，我是你仆人伯利恒人耶西的儿子。
Now this has been recorded at the end of chapter 17.
这一段经文是记载在撒母耳记上十七章的后面。
So sounds like Saul didn't know who this young man is.
好像听起来好像扫罗并不知道这个年轻人是
谁。I was recorded this young man when Saul asked for this young man. This young man came, approached King Saul, even with the head of Philistine.
好像听起来是好像扫罗在问这个年轻人的名字，然后这个年轻人来到扫罗的面前，手里还提着一个腓力士人的头。
And Saul asked him, whose son are you?
扫罗问他说，你是谁的儿子？
No, this is very strange. If we go back to the previous chapter,
其实这是非常奇怪的一件事情，如果我们到了前面的一章的话。
Now I'm going to read from chapter 17.
我们来读一下十七章。
Chapter 16.
十六章。
Which is the previous chapter.
也就是前面的一章。
So I'm going to read.
我们来读。
So Saul said to his attendants, find someone who plays well and bring him to me. One of the servants answered, I have seen a son of Jesse of Bethlehem who knows how to play the lyre. He is a brave man and a warrior. He speaks well, is a fine-looking man, and the Lord is with him. Then Saul sent messengers to Jesse and said, send me your son David who is with the sheep. So Jesse took donkey loaded with bread, a skin wine, and young goat, and sent them to his son David, to Saul. David came to Saul and entered his service. Saul liked him very much. David became one of his armor bearers. Then Saul sent word to Jesse, said, "Allow David to remain in my service, for I'm pleased with him."
撒母耳记上十六章啊十七节，扫罗对臣仆说：“你们可以为我找一个善于弹琴的，带到我这里来。”其中有一个少年人说：“我曾见伯利恒人耶西尔一个儿子善于弹琴，是大有勇敢的战士，说话合宜，容貌俊美，耶和华也与他同在。”于是扫罗差遣使者去见耶西，说：“请你打发你放羊的儿子大卫到我这里来。”那耶西就把几个饼和一皮带酒，并一只山羊羔都驮在驴上，交给他儿子大卫，送与扫罗。大卫到了扫罗那里，就侍立在扫罗面前。扫罗甚喜爱他，他就做了扫罗拉兵器的人。扫罗差遣人去见耶西，说：“求你容大卫侍立在我面前，因为他在我眼前蒙了恩。”
Now the story goes like this.
这故事是这样的。
Saul was deeply troubled mentally and was troubled in his heart in chapter 16.
我们知道故事在16章中提到扫罗内心中愁苦有很大的麻烦。
He couldn't sleep well.
他没有办法很好的睡觉。
So he asked for advice.
他就想寻找大家的建议。
So one of his servants said, "My Majesty, I can find someone who play music for you and bring him over."
其中一个臣仆说，他说，主啊，我可以替你找一个会弹琴的人来带到你的面前。
Not only that, he is a warrior.
不单如此，他也是一个大有力的勇士。
And Saul said, "That's a good idea." So was David was being sent.
扫罗说这真是一个好主意，于是大卫被带到了扫罗的面前。
And indeed, when David played lyre, and Saul's heart was relaxed, was feel very liberated.
而且真是如此，当大卫来到扫罗的面前为了弹琴的时候，扫罗就心里畅快。
So Saul liked David so much, so Saul decided to hire David as his personal music therapist. Like Carol here.
扫罗如此的喜爱大卫，所以他想要聘大卫成为他自己的音乐治疗师。
Now this was back in chapter 16.
这是在十六章中所记载的。
Now at the end of chapter 17, Saul said, "Whose son are you?"
但是到了十七章，我们看到扫罗就会说，哎，你是谁的儿子呢
？What's wrong?
到底是发生了什么事
？Don't you feel something wrong?
你是不是觉得很奇怪
？Is there something that the author mixed up the timing of the story?
那作者是不是把这个事情的发生的顺序给搞混了
？Or because Saul was so troubled mentally, he forgot who David was.
那还是因为扫罗好像精神上有问题，他没有办法能够认识到知道大卫是谁。
If we go to the next slide, please, we will find out in the middle of chapter 17, the author purposely putting a word here.
但是我们看到在十七章的中间的时候。作者有专门的写了这样一句话。
He said, "But David went back and forth from Saul to tend his father's sheep at the Bethlehem."
在十七章十五节说，大卫有时离开扫罗回伯利恒放他父亲的羊。
So what the author's intention is, he wants his reader to make no mistake about this.
我想作者在这里的意思就是他希望他的读者不会犯任何的错误。
He wants to tell his reader.Please make sure I didn't mix up the date or time.
他想告诉读者的是，他没有犯任何错误，他没有把时间搞混。
Saul knew David all along.
其实我们知道，扫罗其实从来那段时间一直都认识大卫。
Now, then what's going on? Why Saul asked whose son is David again? Who is he?
到底发生了什么样的事情？为什么扫罗又会再次的问大卫是谁的儿子呢？
There must be something happening in between.
我想可能在中间可能发生一些事情。
That caused Saul say, "Now, who is this person again?"
所以这让大卫在那个时候突然就会问到说，嘿，这是让扫罗问到大卫是谁的儿子。
No, actually, this story is very well known to everyone, most of the people.
Yeah, 我想这个故事对我们在座的大家都很非常的熟悉。
That is. David at that time went to the battlefield.
我们知道在那个时候，大卫来到了他们的战场。
Now this is a very interesting battlefield.
但是这是一个非常有趣的一个战场。
The battlefield is between Israelites against Philistine.
我们知道那个战场是介乎于在以色列人和腓力斯人之间的战场。
Philistine is Israelites' long-term enemy.
腓力斯人是以色列人长期的一个敌人。
They are very well trained in military fighting.
他们在军事上有很好的训练。
Not only that, they are very good in weaponry.
不但如此，而且他们在装备上也非常的先进。
Their metal technology is far advanced than Israelites.
他们的金属的冶炼锻造的这个技术远远的超过了以色列人。
They are able to make their weaponry so strong and sturdy.So elite that they can cut any other weapon like nothing.
他们可以让他们的刀或者枪非常的锋利坚韧，可以立刻的砍断对方的别人的刀和枪。
Maybe you have no idea what I'm talking about.
也许你不是很清楚我是说的是什么意思。
You know, years ago, I used to be very cheap of buying tools.
那好几年前的话，我其实买工具的时候我非常的节省。
I tried to save some money, you know.
我想要省点钱。
So I bought those tools that were not made in USA. So I sometimes I took the screwdriver and try to unscrew a screw.
有些时候我在用我的买的那个螺丝刀想去钉一个或者是弄松一个螺丝。
Little did I know the screw won't budge, but my screwdriver turned into like a twisted macaroni.
但是我发现说，哎，这个。钉子或者是这个螺丝没有动，但是我的螺丝刀已经像一个通心粉一样的被扭曲了。
Now, sisters and you know whoever work in kitchen, can you imagine? You know, you got frozen food or you have ice cream, and you really want to scoop the ice cream, and what you get is a bent spoon.
现在我想带领这姐妹们有这样的感受。如果你要想好像有冷冻的食品，像冰淇淋，如果你用你的勺子去咬冰淇淋的时候，结果你没咬到冰淇淋，而你的勺子却断了。
Now with the lousy metal we have in the house, that's not a big deal.
我想我们在我们的家庭里面有这样的不好的一些不顺手的或糟糕的一些用具没有太大关系。
But if this is in a battlefield, and your life depend on it, will you trust the thing you have in your hand?
但是如果你是在战场上。你的生命依靠于你手中的武器的时候，你会信任你手中所有的武器吗？
Now this is the thing. Now, these two nations, they are going to fight. And one nation has much stronger weaponry in terms of metal making.
这就是当时的情形。当时在以色列人和腓力斯人的战争当中，腓力斯人他们的武器也更加的先进。
So here comes a man. He came out from the Philistine. Say, let's fight.
这个时候就从腓力斯人的阵中出来了一个人，他说让我们来打仗。
And in there, David came out. Say, I fight you. Then they fought, and David won the battle.
然后这个时候他们在以色列人那里出来一问，他们就开始说他会跟这个腓力斯人征战。
According to scripture, David is 50 years younger than King Saul.
根据这个圣经的记载，大卫的话要比扫罗年轻五十岁。
So David at the time is really a little boy.
在那个时候，大卫真的是一个这些小年轻人。
How little? Probably just like my little cushion, that
big. Cushion, yeah.
And he won the battle.
但是我们看到大卫却赢了这场战争。
Now you understand why King Saul say.Who are you again?
所以这个时候你可能也许能够明白为什么在那个时候扫罗会问你是谁。
Blew his mind!
因为这样的事情让他大吃一惊。
All the Israelite army dropped their jaws!
这些以色列人他们完全的没有办法，他们真是大跌眼镜。
So David surprises Saul.
我们看到大卫让扫罗非常的吃惊。
Because this is a battle that shouldn't be won.
因为这是一场他们认为大卫没有办法赢得的战争。
So let us start to read the scripture to really see why and how could this David win the war, win the battle.
好，让我们来一起来读一下圣经，让我们来明白啊，大卫是如何又是为什么能够赢得这场。
And perhaps we can learn something from him.
啊，我们从中也许可以学到我们当学的功课。
Who is he?
啊，他是谁
？And how did it happen?
啊，到底发生什么样的事情？
And now we're going to read one verse in English, then one verse in Chinese. How's that?
接下来我们用我们读一句的这个英文，然后再读一句中文。
Okay, we're going to read from verse 24.
我们从第二十四节开始读。
Whenever the Israelites saw the man, then this is the one who challenged Israelite Goliath. They all fled from him in great fear.
以色列众人看见那人就逃跑，极其害怕。
Now Israelite had been saying, "Do you see how this man keeps on coming out? He comes out to defy Israel. The king will give great wealth to the man who kills him. He will also give him his daughter in marriage and will exempt his family from taxes in Israel."
以色列人彼此说：“这上来的人，你看见了吗？”他上来是要向以色列人骂阵，若有人杀他的，王必赏赐他大财，将自己的女儿给他为妻。
David
以色列人中免他富家纳粮当差。
David asked the man standing near him, "What will be done for the man who killed this Philistine and removed this disgrace from Israel? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of living God?"
大卫问站在旁边的人说：“有人杀这腓力士人，除掉以色列人的耻辱，怎样待他呢？这未受割礼的腓力士人是谁呢？竟敢向永生神的军队骂阵吗？”
They repeated to him what they had been saying and told him, "This is what will be done for the man who kills him."
百姓照先前的话回答他说：“有人能杀这腓力士人，就必如此如此待他。”
While Eliab, David's oldest brother,heard him speaking with the man. He burned with anger at him and asked, "Why have you come down here? And with whom did you leave those few sheep in the wilderness? I know how conceited you are and how wicked your heart is. You came down only to watch the battle."
大卫的长兄以利亚听见大卫与他们说话，就向他发怒说，你下来做什么呢？在旷野的那几只羊，你交托了谁呢？我知道你的骄傲和你心里的恶意，你下来特为要看征战。
Now what I have done, say David, can I even speak?
大卫说，我做了什么呢？我来岂没有缘故吗？
He then turned away to someone else and brought up the same matter. The man answered him as before.
大卫就离开他，转向别人，照先前的话而问。百姓人照先前的话回答他。
What David said was overheard and reported to Saul. Saul sent for him.
有人听见大卫所说的话，就告诉了扫罗，扫罗便打发人叫他来。
David said to Saul, "Let no one lose heart on account of this Philistine. Your servant will go and fight him."
大卫对扫罗说，人都不必因那腓力士人胆怯。你的仆人要去与那腓力士人战斗。
Saul replied, "You are not able to go against this Philistine and fight him. You are only a young man, and he has been a warrior from his youth."
扫罗对大卫说，你不能去与那腓力士人战斗，因为你年纪太轻，他自幼就做战士。
But David said to Saul, "Your servant has been keeping his father's sheep. With a lion or a bear,came and carried off a sheep from the flock."
大卫对扫罗说，你仆人为父亲放羊，有时来了狮子，有时来了熊，从群中选走一只羊羔去。
I went after it, struck it down, and rescued the sheep from its mouth. When it turned on me, I seized it by its hair and struck it and killed it.
我就追赶他，击打他，将羊羔从他口中救出来。他起来要害我，我就揪着他的胡子将他打死。
Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. This uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them because he has defied the armies of the living God.
你仆人曾打死狮子和熊，这位受割礼的腓力士人向永生神的军队骂阵，也必像狮子和熊一样。
The Lord who rescued me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will rescue me from the hand of this Philistine.
大卫又说，耶和华救我脱离狮子和熊的爪，也必救我脱离这腓力士人的手。
Now the reason why David came to the battlefield.
我们看到大卫他之所以来到这个战场上。
It is because David's father was so concerned about his older sons who were fighting in the battle.
那是因为大卫的父亲非常的为他的几个哥哥担心。
And therefore he asked David to bring some food to his brother.
所以大卫的父亲请大卫带一些食物。
And David was a very obedient boy. He brought the food and to the battlefield and also put the food to the supplier.
那我们看到大卫是一个非常顺服的儿子，他听了父亲的话，把食物带到了战场，以及把食物交给了那里看差的人。
Of course, he just like his father worried about his brothers, so he came to the front line of the battlefield.
他就像他的父亲一样，也非常的担心他的哥哥，所以他来到了阵前。
But to his surprise,
但是让我非常吃惊的是
，he find out there is no one fighting.
他发现那个地方其实并没有征战。
But only one who is standing in between these two lines.
但是他们看到的就是好像两支军队在列阵对峙。
And shouting and mocking against Israelite's army.
他们在互相的叫骂。
And now, this giant who is shouting and mocking Israelites.
他看到了一个巨人在里对着以色列的军队在里叫嚣的辱骂。
And now all the other Israelites are like pigeons.
但是其他的所有的那些以色列的人都好像像鸽子一样。
And whenever this Philistine goes.
当这个腓力士的巨人来到的时候
，All the Israelites' army will try to scatter.
那这些以色列的军队就像鸽子一样的四散而逃。
And to David, that's a very strange sight.
对大卫来说，这是一个非常奇怪的一个现象。
Because all he sees is the fear in the camp.
他所看到的就是在以色列的军队中所看到的就是恐惧。
And he doesn't understand.
他完全没有办法明白。
Now, if we go to the slide, the next slide.
看下一个
So this is what David see.
这里记载的是大卫所看到的。
It was recorded whenever Israelites saw the man, they all fled from him in great fear.
在这段记载的是说，当以色列的众人看见那人就逃跑，极其害怕。
It feels like you are going through Central Park in New York. Whenever you go, the pigeon just keep flying away.
就像你到了纽约的中央公园一样，你看到你走过去的时候，那些鸽子就会四散而逃。
However, in David's mind, he said, "Do not fear."
但是在大卫的心中，他会说不要惧怕。
And therefore, during the conversation between David and Saul, he said, "Do not be discouraged."
所以这样才有了大卫和扫罗之间的对话。And, 大卫对扫罗说：“你们不必胆怯。”
And yet Saul said to David, "You are not able because I'm even afraid."
但是我们看到扫罗对大卫说：“你没有办法战胜这个巨人，你甚至于连我都没有办法。”
So if we go to the next slide,
我看下一个下一页。
So therefore, David said, "Do not be afraid." So he said to others.Who is this guy? You shouldn't be afraid of him.
大卫说大家不必胆怯。到底这个腓力士人到底是谁呢？我们真的是不该向他表示怯战。
And David also said to Saul, say, he's nothing. Please do not lose heart.
大卫也对扫罗说人都不必因那腓力士人而胆怯。
You know why there's a fear in the camp?
你知道为什么在以色列的军队中有这样的恐惧吗？
Because Israelite army thinking they own the Israelite army.
因为以色列人的军队他们认为他们是这是军队的所有者。
They think they own themselves.
他们认为他们是这个军队唯一的所有者。
You know why people worry?
你知道人为什么会担心吗？
As we grow older,
当我们成长的时候
Because we think we are going to handle our own problem.
那当我们成长的时候，我们很多时候我们会以为我们自己要能够解决我们自己所有的麻烦。
So to a point, we see some problem we couldn't handle, we crushed.
所以到一个地步，我们看到一些我们没有办法解决的问题的时候，我们就会很担心胆怯。
30 years ago, when I was still a high schooler,
30年以前，当我还是在高中的时候。
Some of us, we start to drive cars.
我们有几个朋友，我们一起就开始开车。
One of my friend took his father's car without his father's permission.
那我有一个朋友，他就拉了他父亲的车，而且没有得到他父亲的同意。
So we drove out for fun.
然后我们就开车出去玩。
As an inexperienced plus no license driver.
我们是没有经验的，而且我们甚至于没有驾照。
He crushed in the car, and the other car's car door was wide open. He just driving into it, the car door flew away.
他的车子就把车子撞到另外一辆车，另外那辆车的车门就被撞飞了。
So all of our teenage boys, we come together, say, "What are we going to do?"
所以我们所有的那些年轻的朋友，我们就在很担心说，我们该怎么办？
This is the end of the world.
这好像是世界的末日。
What happened if he called police?
如果他叫警察的话，我们该怎么办？
The man said, "Don't worry, I only demand $2,000."
这位先生说，没关系，我只需要你赔我2000块钱。
Please remember, this is 30 years ago.
大家请注意，这是30年以前。
And this car is an old car.
这是一个非常老的车。
But we teenager boys don't know anything better, so we try to come up with all the money we could and pay the guy $2,000.
但是我们这些年轻人，我们没有更好的办法，所以我们想尽办法收集了所有的钱，能够来给补偿这位人。
Because we think we should handle our own problem.
因为当时我们想说，我们这样的麻烦，我们要自己来解决。
Later on, as I grow older, I learn, at the time, we probably only need $500 to fix it.
后来当我长大了以后，我发现说，其实我们当时可能仅仅只需要500块钱就可以解决这个问题。
We got ripped off.
我们真是被他们欺骗。
But why we got ripped off?
但是为什么会被受这样的欺诈呢？
Because we feel we own the problem.
因为我们认为我们是这个麻烦的所有者。
We didn't know we do have fathers we can go to.
我们当时我们没有想到说我们还有自己的父亲。
And why Israelites were so afraid of the situation?
为什么以色列人他们当时对这样的当时情形里面的惧怕呢？
Because they think they own the problem.
因为他们认为他们拥有这样的一个麻烦。
They think they are the master of their life. They are the captain of their heart, their soul.
他们认为他们是他们自己生命的主，他们是他们生命之船的主人。
Now from the conversation, you will know David think the other way.
但是我们看这里的读经的时候，我们发现大卫他有完全不同的想法。
He said, "Wait a minute. Why do you fear?"
他说，等一等，大家为什么这么样的惧怕呢？
The owner is not Israelites itself.
我知道这个主人其实不是以色列人。
The owner of the army is the living God.
这军队的主人不是以色列人，而是我们在天上的神。
Are you guys behaving like kids? Don't know what to do? You do have father to go to, didn't you?
大家是不是像那些小孩子不知道该怎么办一样的小孩子呢？其实我们在天上有活的神。
Now he sees a very strange sight.
所以他看到的在他眼中是一个非常奇怪的景象。
He said, "Wait a minute. What I really care is what the owner cares."
他说，等一等，我所关心的是我们在天上的神他是怎么想。
You know, about 300 years ago, Great Britain really conquered the ocean around the world.
我们知道大概300年以前。大英帝国它真是占据了所有的海洋。
When the ship from England, they are not afraid of nobody when they see pirates around the sea.
那时候大英帝国他们的船，他们在海上航行的时候，他们完全不怕海盗。
It's not because that ship is any stronger than the other ship.
并不是因为那样那艘船比其他的船更加的有力。
They are not afraid because they know the banner they carry on the ship.Means something.
他们知道他们船上所挂那个旗子代表了有很深的意义。
We Christian too.
我们是也是同样的。
When we face problems,
当我们遇到麻烦的时候
，we need to remember it's the banner we carry that means something to the enemies.
当我们遇到麻烦的时候，我们要意识到 我们所手中所持的这个旌旗对敌人来说是有很深的意义。
But the Israelites didn't know.
但是当时的以色列人他们并没有意识到这一点。
And you know why Israelites didn't think so?
你知道
为什么, didn't think like David?
你知道为什么以色列人他们在当时和大卫的想法完全不同吗?
Because to them, God is a term of history.
因为在他们的心目当中，神其实只是一个历史的人物。
God is just a name we, as a slogan, we use it as a slogan.
那神只是好像一个口号中的一个名字。
But to David, God is a living God.
但是对大卫来说，神是一位活的神。
There is a relationship between God and David.
在大卫和神之间他们有良好的一种关系。
David remembered how God saved him all the time in the past.
大卫深深地记得神在过去是怎么样一次次的拯救他。
There is a living relationship.
有一位活的，他们之间有活的亲密的关系。
We Christian too.
对我们作为基督徒我们也是同样的。
When we face problems, we must remember what God has done for me in the past.
当我们遇到麻烦的时候，我们一定要牢记神在过往所为我们所做的一切。
If God is just the God in the Bible has nothing to do with you, of course we are afraid when we face problem.
如果我们的神只是我们圣经当中的神而已，那我们当我们遇到困难的时候，我们就会害怕。
It is interesting during Olympic game.
非常有趣的是在这个在其中。
Olympic game.
在奥运会的比赛当中。
You know, when they were showing shows, all the games in U.S. at the time.
在那时候有很多的一些比赛的这个演表比赛。
And as a youth group leader, I know the conversation in youth family. All the youth were rooting for USA.
那我们知道说，我作为这个年轻人团契的领导，我就知道说，那时候所有的年轻人他们都在为美国队加油助威。
And all the parents were rooting for Team China.
但是我看到这些大人成人家长他们才是为中国队加油助威。
You know why there's a difference?
你知道为什么有这样的一个差别吗?
Because there's a relationship.
因为有这样的一个关系。
Because they identify with different teams.
因为他们把自己认为认同跟不同的队伍有不同的认同。
The second generation identified themselves as American.
在我们知道的第二代，他们把自己认同为完完全全的美国人。
The first generation still identified them as Chinese.
但是我们知道第一代，他们还始终认为自己是中国人。
So they are rooting for different team.
所以他们为不同的队伍加油助
威。In this case,
在这个故事当中
，all the Israelites.They have no relationship with God, so they are thinking they own their own army.
在这里所有的这些在那里的这些以色列人，他们和神之间没有建立亲密的活的关系，所以他们认为他们是这些军队的拥有者。
But David identified himself as God's servant.
但是我看到大卫，他看自己是神的子民，是神的仆人。
And he remembered what God has done for him.
他记得神在过往为他所做的一切。
Not only that, he identified as God's servant or God's army.
他不但如此，他认看自己是神的军队，是神的仆人。
He also identified himself as one of God's child.
他同样也把自己看作是神的儿子。
And therefore, when he heard someone was mocking Israelite's army.
所以当他听到有人在羞辱以色列的军以色列军的时候
In his mind, he's thinking, When you mocking this army, you are mocking the army's owner.
你在讥笑辱骂这个军队的时候，其实你讥笑辱骂的是这个军队的主人。
And when you mock this owner, and he's my father.
当你羞辱这个军队的主人的时候，那这个军队的主人也是我的父亲。
I have to stand up.
我必须要站起来。
He is the one who gave me grace, who saved me.
他给了我恩典，给了我救赎。
I have to stand up.
我必须站起来。
I can identify myself. I belong to God's side.
我看我自己是在神的这一边。
And he wondered how come there is no response for other Israelites.
所以他非常的奇怪，他感到非常奇怪，为什么没有看到其他的以色列人有同样的回应？
When I served in church for quite some time.
我在教会服侍已经有好些年的时间。
I find out it's very hard to promote some ministry.
我发现有些时候非常困难，需要来开展我们的一些事工。
It is easy to get some support from people.
好像有些时候要得到一些人的帮助，其实并不困难。
However, when it comes to there's a conflict in their personal interest.
但是如果有人的这个个人的利益冲突的时候
，they withdraw.
他们就会退缩。
Because they don't identify themselves as God's family.
因为他们不把自己看作是神国的子民。
When you find out your father has a desire to do something, if you identify with the father, you will offer.
如果你看到你的父亲要做些事情的时候，如果你也把自己看作是父亲的儿子，那你就会要愿意去做些什么。
But others, when they don't identify God as their master, but rather identify themselves as their own master, they couldn't care less.
如果当有些人他们不把神当作是这个军队的主人，当作把自己看作是主人的时候，他们就会不那么关心。
Because they only care about themselves.
因为他们所关心的其实就只是他们自己的利益。
They realize their self-worth is dependent on how they act out and how other people see, because they are responsible for themselves.
他们关心的他们自己的价值，他们认为他自己的价值是根据人家的反应。
So if we go to the next slide.
到下一页。
So what David identified his own self-worth is,
我们看到大卫他认为他自己的价值所在。
He belongs to God.
他认为他自己价值是属于从神而来。
And he needs to defend on God's name.
所以他要为神的名征战。
If someone humiliate and mock God publicly, he needs to stand out and make a statement.
所以当他看到有人在公众中来辱骂神的名的时候，他必须要站起来来做些什么。
Because he knows his value is in God.
因为他知道他的价值在神的手中。
However, we see his brother behave totally different.
但我们看到他的哥哥却有完全不一样的反应。
His brother said to him, "Who are you? Go back home tending your sheep."
他的哥哥说，你到底是谁？还不赶快回去放你的羊。
Why he responds like that? Respond like that?
为什么他哥哥是这样的反应呢？
Because his value system built on upon his action.
因为他们自己的价值是建立在他们自己的行为之上。
Now he is not able to fight Philistine.
他看到了自己没有办法去跟这位腓力士人打仗。
His peers were not able to fight Philistine.
其他的士兵也没有办法。
And we are all fearful.
我们都非常的惧怕。
And now you came along like you are a big shot.
这个时候大卫出现了，好像大卫就像一个很有力气、很著名的人一样。
So are we lower than you?
你是好像这么有了不起的人，我们是不是比你在低一等呢？
And therefore his brother humiliated him publicly.
所以我们看到大卫的兄长们，他们对大卫有羞辱。
You know what's the reaction from David?
那看一看大卫是怎么样的反应。
He didn't care.
他其实并不关心。
He cares how people mocking God.
他所关心的，他所在乎的是人怎么样会能去羞辱我们的神。
He doesn't care people mocking him.
他不关心是不是有人来羞辱他自己。
For his value system is not built on this world.
因为他的价值观不是建立在这个世界上。
So he said, "Can someone stop this uncircumcised Philistine keep on mocking my God?"
所以他就说，有没有人能够让这个没有受割礼的腓力士人闭嘴呢？
It is all because he had a relationship with God.
这所有的一切都是因为大卫和神有活的有亲密的关系。
Then King Saul heard about David.
在这个时候我们看到扫罗听到了，扫罗王听到了大卫。
So King Saul asked David to come.
所以扫罗叫大卫来到他的面前。
Saul said to David,Wait a minute, you cannot go fight this guy.
扫罗对大卫说，等一等，你没有办法，你不能去跟这个腓力士人征战。
King Saul, he said he's big.
扫罗说他是很巨大一个巨人。
And you are too young.
你呢，你却如此的年轻还年幼。
And not only that, Philistine has a very good, fully equipped armor.
啊，不但如此，而且这腓力士人有非常严密的、先进的这样的。
You cannot fight him.
你没有办法跟他战斗。
But David said, "Yes, I can."
啊，但是大卫说，不然我可以。
You know why King Saul said you cannot?
你知道为什么大扫罗王说你不能和这个腓力士人征战吗？
Just like if I'm speaking here today,
啊，就是我今天在这里跟大家讲话一样。
If I've been told I'm going to speak in a big room,
啊，如果我要在这里跟你在一个很大的房间说话。
And when I survey the room, I would say that's impossible. I cannot speak here.
啊，但是如果看看这个房间如此之大的话，我可能就会说，哎呀，我没办法在这里。
The room is too big.
啊，因为这个房间是太大了。
I'm going to lose my voice in no time.
啊，我很快我就会失去我的声音。
This is what King Saul too.
啊，这就是扫罗王所看到的。
You say, wait, he's too big.
扫罗王所看到的就是这个腓力士人是个巨人。
You cannot do it.
啊，你没有办法跟他战斗。
But what David sees,
但是大卫所看到的
he said, wait a minute, it doesn't matter the size of the, sheer size of the room.
啊，大卫看到的是说，他说，啊，不管这个房间有多大
，As long as there's a microphone, I can do it.
啊，只要我有一个麦克风的话，我就可以在这里说。
Now this is interesting.
啊，这是非常有趣。
Why David can see microphone, but King Saul cannot?
啊，为什么大卫可以看见这个有麦克风，而扫罗王却看不见呢
？What King Saul see is that this guy was covered with four armors.
从
head to toe.
扫罗王所看到的就是这位腓力士人，他的从头到脚都被胄甲所包裹住。
And he understand how good metal making Philistine can make.
啊，他也知道腓力士人他们可以有很好的盔甲。
No matter how good spear, Israelites can make, it won't go through.
啊，他知道说不论以色列人他们的这个矛有多锋利，他们都没有办法刺穿腓力士人的盔甲。
Because King Saul had no relationship with God, so when he evaluated the situation, he was lacking of one realm.
啊，所以我们看到，因为扫罗王，因为他和神没有亲密的关系，所以他当他在看这些事情的时候，他就少了一个思考的空间。
He is lacking in other information.
啊，他也少了一些在另外一个空间的一些信息。
But David, on the other hand,
啊，但是另外一方面，从另外一方面讲，大卫。
David know it's only that faith is enough for him to conquer the giant.
啊，大卫知道说，其实只要看这位腓力士人的脸，他就知道有办法能够打败这位腓力士人。
David is because I've been trained.
啊，因为大卫是被神所训练装备。
Because in the past, this is how I killed the animal.
因为他知道说，这就在过去，他就这样来打败那些野兽。
I don't attack any other area. I only attack the face.
啊，我不用打别的地方，我是要打的击打的，这是野兽的脸。
The greater armor that Philistine has，
啊，这腓力士人有非常先进的这个铠甲。
The more clumsy he will be，
啊，他也变得更，但是他也同时也变得更加的笨重。
And that's my key to win the war，
啊，这就是我能够赢得这个征战的这个关键。
And therefore he said to King Saul，
所以他对扫罗王说
，Let me go， I have experience。
他说不用担心，我有经验。
Now King Saul said, "No, no, 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 no. He has better experience than you are. He has been a warrior since youth."
啊，但是这个扫罗王说不不不不不，啊，这个腓力士的巨人的话，他比你有更多的战斗的经验。
No, David said to him, "Say, no, I do have experience too, Your Majesty."
大卫对扫罗王说啊，我也有很多的经验，我其实我也有经验。
King Saul said, "Can you tell me your resume?"
啊，那这扫罗王说，哎，能不能把你的这个简历给我看一看？
David said, "Yeah, I have been attending sheep for my father."
啊，大卫说，啊，没问题。啊，我在过去这些年，我都为我的父亲来放羊。
Tending sheep.
放羊。
Tending sheep can win a battle.
啊，你放羊能够赢得这场征战吗
？Now this is the key.
啊，这就是一个问题的关键。
Because David was so faithful in terms of tending sheep.That's how he won the war.
啊，其实这是这个事情的关键。我们看到神在这个放羊这件小事上非常的忠心，神也就借着这样的事情能够让大卫能够得胜。
Anyone can tend sheep.
其实每一位都可以，每一个人都可以去放羊。
So what's the big deal?
但是这有什么？那所以这有什么了不起的呢？放羊。
But you will find out in this very short passage at the end of chapter 16 and chapter 17.
但是你在这个很短的这个两章中
，you find out David tending sheep being mentioned four times as he was busy traveling for tending sheep.
就在这两章中，我们看到有至少有四次的记载了大卫他在很忙繁忙当中，他有还是来放羊。
To him.Tending sheep was a assignment given by his father. He treated it as a mission, as a responsibility, as a vocation. To other people, this is ridiculous. Tending sheep? He was able to get into the palace serving the king.And now you go back to tend sheep?
他已经有能力可以到王宫去成为扫罗王的仆人，他为什么还要回去放牧他的羊群？
Well, to some of the youth, if you are able to be an intern for President Obama, will you come back and still deliver fast food for Chinese restaurant here?
就对这些年轻人来说，如果你可以成为这个奥巴马的助手的话，你是不是还会想到这里的中餐馆来送外卖呢？
But for David, he's so mindful about those sheep.Every time he's able to get to be released from the palace or from his father's housework, he will go back and tend sheep.
但是我看到大卫他非常的关心他的羊群，所以一旦他离开了王宫或者离开了父亲以后，他就会去照看他的羊群。
This is the key how Christians are trained.
这就是我们基督徒我们得到装备、得到训练的一个关键。
David takes care.Every single sheep.
我们看大卫，他关心照顾他所每一只羊。
It doesn't matter this job can be done by anyone else.
这个跟这个工作是不是可以被别的人所能完成没有关系。
Can you imagine if our hospitality person, the usher, will tend every single sheep and make sure none of the sheep will be lost?
你就想想，在我们这里招待的朋的弟兄姐妹，如果他非常用心的能够来招待新的朋友，保证没有任何一位新的朋友被落下的话
，After a year, this church will be packed.
那一年以后，我们可以想象这个教会可能就会满满的坐满了人。
Because David was faithful in the little things.
我们看到大卫在小事上忠心。
So this is how God say you are ready for my training.
所以这就是神对大卫说，你已经得到了我的训练装备。
And not only David has a heart for every single sheep.
不但大卫关心他的每一只羊。
Make sure none of the sheep is lost.
他也很关心说，要想确定没有任何一只羊会流失。
To a point, even some beast come like lion or bear, took a sheep, snatched a sheep away.He will go fight back.
他爱他的羊到了一个地步，当有野兽，不论是狮子或者熊，来吃叼着了羊以后，大卫就会去追上去。
Come on, who in the world will do that?
也许你会觉得很奇怪，说这会有谁在这世界上会干这样的事情吗
？You know, tending 50 sheep or 100 sheep is not big deal.
也许你会认为说。我们来放牧五十或者一百只羊，不是一个很大的一个事情。
But make sure none of them is lost. It's a big deal.
但是你要让保证这五十羊中，五十或者一百只羊中没有一只羊会流失。
No, even was losing and you fight it back. That's crazy.
如果你发现有走失的羊，然后要去把它寻回，这是非常令人吃惊的事情。
Can you imagine you fight a hungry beast and try to save the sheep from its mouth?
更不用说你要跟这个凶猛饥饿的野兽搏斗，能够把羊从它嘴中夺回来。
You are risking your own life.
你其实冒着你自己的生命的危险。
A good shepherd die for his sheep.
当我们看到好的牧人为羊而死。
Our God die for us.
我们的主，我们的神为我们的罪而死。
And this is how David said, "I'm going to save every single sheep."
这是大卫所说，我要。就是我所有的人。
God also call all of us to be little shepherd.
神也呼召我们每一位弟兄姐妹成为一个小的牧人。
He said, I'm going to give you sheep around you.
他说, 我会在你的周围放上很多的羊。
You have to take care of them.
啊, 你要照顾你的羊群。
No matter just one or two or three.
啊, 不论是一只羊或者是两只�ang, 三只羊。
God says, this is how I model. I have shown you the model. Please do it after me.
神说, 我就是你们的榜样, 你要照着我所行的去做。
It may sound easy.
听起来好像很容易。
So you start to take care of the sheep.
啊, 所以你可以开始去照顾周围的羊群。
Little did you know when you approach the sheep,
但是当你发现说你去跟羊群跟你周围的羊所接触的时候,
there's a lion right next to it.
啊, 你发现在你的边上, 可能就有狮子。
There is a bear right next to it.
啊, 可能在你的后面会有一只熊。
The lion and bear could be the terrible marriage issue.
啊, 这个狮子或者是熊, 可能代表的是一些婚姻当中的问题。
Mental illness.
啊, 或者是一些精神上的疾病。
Huge debt.
啊, 或者是一些人的这个, 很大的这个债务上的,
a big lawsuit.
啊, 或者是有一个这样的, 法律上的纠纷。
There, the problem is much bigger than you.
啊, 这样的问题也许比你要大很多。
Are you still going to take care of that sheep?
啊, 那你是不是还要去关心, 去照顾周围的羊吗?
This is the difference of David than other shepherds.
啊, 这就是大卫和其他的牧羊中之间的差别。
Now David risking his life tried to save the sheep.
大卫冒着他自己生命的危险去救赎羊。
And then is the time God intervened.
啊, 就在这个时候, 神就会介入。
Why we never experience God?
为什么我们很多时候我们没有办法能够经历到神呢?
Because when we see a sheep has a lion or bear right next to it, we say, well, we let this sheep go.
啊, 那是因为当我们看到 羊群的边上有狮子和熊的时候, 我们就会说, 啊, 那我们就会离开那些羊群。
And God loses an opportunity to train you to experience His mighty power.
啊, 所以这样的话, 我们就失去了一个能够经历神, 经历神的训练的这样的一个机会。
When David exposed himself and risked his life, tried to save the sheep.
啊, 当大卫冒着自己的生命的危险, 他能够 去拯救这个羊的时候,
God's mighty power come in.
啊, 神的大能就来介入。
He experiences God.
所以大卫就能够经历到神。
We all have calling.
啊, 我们每一位人, 每一位弟兄姐妹可能都有。
We have school friends, we have neighbors, we have co-workers.
啊, 我们有我们的朋友, 有学校的同学,
we say, let them go. We say, let them go. 啊, we couldn't handle it.
我们有时候会说, 哎, 让他们去吧。
God said, do you want to experience my mighty power and my love?
啊, 但是神说, 你要不要经历我的全能呢?
You just let go like that?
你就是让白白地放弃吗?
No wonder when Goliath come,
啊, 这就不奇怪说, 当, 狮子狼过来的时候,
we said, oh no, we couldn't handle it.
你会很说, 啊, 没办法, 我没有办法能够来做,
we have no experience.
我没有这样的方面的经验,
we have no connection to heaven.
啊, 我们跟我们天上的神, 我们没有这样的关系,
I have no spiritual experience.
啊, 我们没有, 我在我的属灵上没有这样的经历。
May we learn from David.
啊, 愿我们在大卫的事上, 我们能够学到我们当学的功课。
Have a relationship with God.
我们要和我们的神建立这样的关系。
Expose ourselves for the assignment He has assigned to us faithfully.
我们要在神为我们所赐的侍奉的事情上，我们要有忠心。
Only in the little things, that's how we get trained.
啊, 就是在这些微不足道的小事情上，我们能够得到神的装备。
Then may one day we stand up for the name of the Lord,
以至于到,
for His glory.
以至于到有一天，我们可以为了神的名，为了神的荣耀，我们站起来。
Not for our own well-being.
啊, 不是为了我们个人的利益。
Let us bow our head and pray.
啊, 让我们低头来祷告。
And Lord, we thank you.
主, 我们感谢你。
For giving us good shepherd.
因为你给了我们好的牧人。
And so we can model after.
啊, 我们就可以照着你的样式。
Give us a heart to serve faithfully in little things.
让我们有心在微小的事情上我们忠心的服侍,
and experience your mighty power.
能够让我们来经历你的大能。
Let us be mindful about your name.
让我们关心主你的名。
May all the glory and honor be unto you, Lord.
愿一切的荣耀颂赞归给你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉主的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.